Yeah, the taped up GP15. And I got another one, used to be Don's. But it turns out it's not a GP15. It's a tri-band, 6.2 and 4.32, but it's like some weird off-brand V2000, and it's two-piece. And so I was going to try that one. Not that I think my GP15 works fine, it's just got that radome that's, really faded and splintering a little bit. So, but it always worked well. But the coax got all jacked up. So first thing I did is I got the coax all fixed. And, ohms out. And I put the antenna up. And it's given me, really, really poor match. And I'm like, what the hell? Well, maybe that antenna I got from Don is jacked up. Or maybe in the middle it's apart or something. Who knows? I don't know. So I said, well, I'll just throw the other one back up there real quick. So up I go, and I swap it back out, put the GP15 up there, go check it out. It's all jacked up. I'm like, what the hell? So now I drop the thing down to the ground, and I very carefully set it somewhere where it's not going to get, too much interference. And down on the ground, fine. I can see the dips on 6, 2, 4, 40. Okay, everything looks good. Throw it back up. Bad again, everywhere. Infinite SWR everywhere. So I bring it back down again. This time I disconnect the coax, put a dummy load on the end of the coax. I check that. Perfectly flat. Like, what the hell? So I put the antenna, I checked everything out, triple checked it, put it back up. As soon as I put it up in the air, boom, infinite match. So I don't know. And I just got to, it was getting cold. It was getting late. I'd been up the ladder like 10 times. I says, all right, I'm going to return to this when we're supposed to get a little bit warmer coming up here at the end of the week. So that's my plan. I got to figure out, I think I got two good antennas. I just got to figure out what the hell else is going on and then get that thing back up in the air.